This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
All the two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Got a little bit of a niche there, didn't I? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you know the routine. What we're going to be talking about first and foremost, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s kind of carried over into a part two concerning what we started yesterday? Let's do our best to finish it today. The essence of the message is to give you the layout concerning the past so we don't repeat it in the future. Prevention is better than cure. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Again, you know the routine. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you want to know who we are, what it is that we do, and what it is that we are continuously doing. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles, folks, over there combating the lies every single day. Concerning that of the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots that don't realize that at the end of the day they stink too, right? These are the people that are warring against us. What does history teach them? Well, they're about to relearn it if we don't stop it, folks. And we could stop it, and they could relearn a different version of history as well. I don't want to misconstrue that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. The media platform, the social media platforms there on the right, from live radio to the platform where you can watch us live. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, subscribe there. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will always be there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com if you'd like to do that. BeforeIt'sNews.com, we're on the front page. Go ahead and click onto the social platform. Join us on Top Chat. If you'd like to give us a call, listen carefully. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. John 14:6, as I said, check it out, and you will understand completely. We also understand here the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and that's exactly what we're doing, is giving people in this country answers that are so long desired, or at least they claim so. That is until you tell them that they're the responsible party, so hopefully that does not fall to your lot. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more time, if you'd like to call in, Comrex is set up here. We're broadcasting live out of Michigan. We'll be out of here tomorrow. We will be heading down to Tennessee. We got two events set up there. And I just want to tell you what the atmosphere is out here, folks. We are defying tyranny. resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. We're preaching the gospel in spite of their unconstitutional orders, their criminal acts against the people that they are in fact to serve, and the churches have been packed. That's not an overemphasizing. That's not a sensationalizing or an embellishing of the facts, friends. Again, people are responding because people are hungry for the truth. The Bible says that those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. And no matter how big the venue, folks, they're filled up, and I praise God for it. They're just looking for the opportunity to hear the gospel. They're trying to figure out why so many profess to be Christians, yet they're submitted to the state. We don't derive our rights from the state, friends, just for the record. We derive our rights from God, period. It was John F. Kennedy that said back in the 60s, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from God. You better know it's true, friends, and keep in mind, those individuals in this representative form of government, our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, do keep in mind, again, they work for us. They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. They are our employees. We do not work for them. And what you're seeing right now, as a matter of fact, in D.C. and capitals in certain states across the United States of America, is these criminals are using our military against us. Friends, they're using the military against us, sending the message that there's nothing that you can do to us because they will protect us at all costs, regardless of how many crimes will be committed against the American people. Well, I would remind all those daddies, American daddies, all of those sons, all of those daughters that are in the military today, our neighbors, our cousins, whatever the case might be, that they promised to uphold the Constitution, too. And if they're doing their job, they would turn around, do an about face, and actually deal with the criminals that are violating that Constitution. After all, that's what you promised to do as well. So don't just sit there and tell us how you're doing your job when you're warring against the American people that are attempting to right the wrongs. Turn around with them and do the right thing concerning those that are committing the act of treason in D.C., in Washington, D.C., in these capitals across the United States of America, friends. This is an issue of law, but the message the mainstream media wants to give you is they want to browbeat you into submission and give you the message that, nah, 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 we can do whatever we want to do. And I want you to keep that in the face of the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny in other countries that many have been desensitized and submitting to here in their own backyard. And the way that we know that is to study the Word of God and study the U.S. Constitution. So with that said, friends, again, we're going to be talking about are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s in just a moment here. I want to let you know that I just wrote an article this morning called Leading the People to Empty Promises. It's about QAnon. I continuously am asked the question, what's your take, Bradley? What's your take on Q? I just tell them that these people have been leading you about for 5 years to what? Empty promises. This is QAnon. They want you to kick the can down the road. Folks, there's no more road to kick the can down. They want to continuously tell their followers, the distracted, to continuously just hold on. Just hold on just a little bit longer because this is what's coming. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, QAnon is nothing more than an operation of deceivers to lead people into chasing shadows. And, of course, that's exactly their end aim. To bring the people that are following them to nothing. And to date, friends, that's exactly what's happening. So check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got to pull that Christmas bumper there, guys, down at GCN. I'm in Michigan, you're in Minnesota. So if you'd like to turn those back to what we had before, that would greatly be appreciated. But Happy New Year to everybody regardless. And I just thought that was a little humorous. Folks, let's get to this. I've been watching some videos all morning, stuff that the ministry has accumulated over the years. We literally have hundreds of educational videos that we have made. And one of them was, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Yesterday, I brought up the statement made by Karl Dönitz. He was a German admiral and would be fair after Adolf Hitler. I want you to listen to this and bring it in to parallel with what you're seeing in this country today, okay? He said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Let me ask you a question. How many of these politicians in America alone, let me just propose the question, lay it to your candor, how many of these politicians in America, judging them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, how many politicians in this country over the last seven decades, over the last 70 years, have you seen to be found serving the people? And then let me propose another question on the other side of that. How many of these said representatives in America today have been there for up to four decades, 40 years, friends, that have been busted in lies and scandals? Let me take it a step further. How many of them have been busted in the act of treason? A whole plethora of them, friends. Why are we in the situation that we're in today in the present? I want to say this and make it clear, okay? Not that they're not at fault, but the American people have become accomplices to their crimes by tolerating more of their crimes. That's what it looks like from the perspective looking over the top of the gate in heaven. Americans that tolerate the crimes of these wicked said representatives in America are accomplices to their crime. If they're not putting them, if they're not bringing forth justice to stop their crimes, it means they're guilty of helping them aid and abet and to be found guilty in being accomplices in helping their crimes, friends. It's just a fact. They wouldn't get away with the things that they're getting away with today if it wasn't for the 330 million people throwing their hands up in the air saying that we can't do anything about it. Don't blame them and don't complain about what you tolerate, friends. I'd like to bring this up. I brought it up again last week. Someone was bragging about all the good things that were going on through some of these said representatives in this country. Some of the pastors and preachers in the churches today. I kind of got a kick out of it. I was humored by it. I was humored by the ignorance that I was hearing. He said, well, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I said, I respect Edmund Burke a lot. He's great. I love his stuff. I use his quotes quite a bit. But the fact of the matter is evil prevails because good men do nothing does not make any sense in any sense of the word. Again, Edmund Burke said evil prevails because good men do nothing. Friends, I'm here to tell you that's not true because good men do not allow evil to prevail. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. 330 million people do not allow less than 1.7% of the population that are wicked to leave in the whole lump. If they were truly good, they would leave in the lump and they would start a new one. And it would be in righteousness. And the Bible tells us that we're supposed to make it holy. So I don't want to sit here and listen to how good we are as a people. Folks, we're being laughed at by third world countries right now because they see these corrupt clowns in the circuits of politics destroying this country at will. Well, 330 million people allow them to do whatever they want to do. Okay? Now, if you have any objections to what I'm saying, please call in and weigh in, but stay on the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to the quote. This is Karl Dönitz, German admiral. Politicians brought the Nazis to power because 80 million people let them start the war. Okay? They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Now, before I start rocking and rolling on this, line upon line, precept upon precept, I want to make really clear that people understand as to how wars are contrived, okay? And I want you to listen to this devil, because the devil he is, and it was none other than Hermann Göring who had talked about how easy it was to bring people to war and to lead them to war. And I got to be honest with you, when I even read it, I'm kind of embarrassed that people are that foolish to go ahead and follow the lead of such a depraved, debased reprobate such as Hermann Göring. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, is convey to you one of these politicians and one of these SS officers. Friends, they're nothing but scoundrels that were controlled. That was it. They were easily controlled. You can put that up against none other than 1 Kings 13:33, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to the life of Hermann Göring. And again, I want you to understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree when it comes to the life of a Hermann Göring as well, friend. Because to think for one moment that these people got away with the things that they did, keep in mind one of the things that I brought up yesterday was the fact that they deceived the people into believing that they could be led in any direction that they wanted to be led in. Hermann Göring said during the Nuremberg trials, he said, of course the people don't want war. Keep in mind, friends, when there's wars, the politicians don't fight the wars. They send your boys. I highlighted that yesterday. I also want you to keep in mind our forefathers, when they fought a war, they led it up themselves. And that's how you can tell if it's a righteous war or an unrighteous war. And the bottom line here is, friends, our forefathers, when they saw when they seen a war that came to them, they were usually attacked first and foremost. They usually attempted to lay out and offer an olive branch, means of peace. And if that was rejected, then they went to war. But if there was war in the time and during the conception and inception of the United States of America, Our forefathers led the way. Now today's modern politicians, what they do is they pick up your voice and then they tell them to go fight their unconstitutional wars. And I want to tell you how you end war in the United States of America. You end war in the United States of America by telling those corrupt politicians that want to send your voice to war, you say to them, you first. And when you tell them you first, you better know, friends, that they know all the well that it's not a war worth fighting if it comes to them. See, politicians, they love their freedom so much that they're willing to take your boys and your girls and lay them on the altar of sacrifice to have someone else sacrifice for the freedoms in which they have. Okay? Here's Hermann Göring. He said this during the Nuremberg trials. Of course, the people don't want war, but after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, not law. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. He said, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy, said this SS criminal, war criminal, Hermann Göring, at Nuremberg trials. He said, that's all you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. How many times have we seen that in this country alone, Americans? How many times? We see the cycle over and over and over and over and over again, right? Only to find out after the war, when tens of thousands of our boys have been sacrificed for an unconstitutional war, only to turn the microphones and the cameras back over to the politicians that led your sons and daughters to the war to find out that they lied to you the whole time. How many times have we seen that in the United States of America? And why is it that the American people tolerate these criminals? If we don't want a war, America, we better stop it now. And it's at our front doors concerning every single one of us in this country. Are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Folks, after this heartbreak, I'm going to start giving it to you again, line upon line, precept upon precept, that you might understand what happened back in the 1930s is exactly what's happening today in America. If you want to give us a call, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blasting President Trump for what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
the Kentucky Republican, speaking on the Senate floor. Confirmation hearings for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet also taking place on Capitol Hill. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen is urging lawmakers to go big on another coronavirus stimulus package.
With interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. In the long run, I believe the benefits will far outweigh the costs.
Yellen also telling the Senate Finance Committee the United States could afford a higher corporate tax rate and that she would eliminate some of President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. You're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Sacramento, California, still searching for answers after a sheriff's deputy, canine, and suspect are dead following a chase.
A deputy with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is dead following a car chase Monday night that ended with a shooting outside the Cal Expo racetrack. Another deputy was shot and is recovering at the hospital, and a canine dog was also shot and killed.
The officer that was killed is a six-year veteran. He leaves behind a wife and an infant child.
Sheriff Scott Jones goes on to say the incident began with an attempted traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. Pacific on Monday. After crashing his car, he refused to get out. The canine handler then deployed the dog to try to get the driver out of the car. That's when the suspect shot and killed the dog and then began firing on deputies who returned fire. The suspect, a parolee, was shot and killed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing prize is an estimated $865 million. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I got Steve, I got David, I got Jeremiah. I got more phone calls coming in from Missouri, Minnesota, and the gist. So what I'm going to do here, friends, is I'm going to lay this out just a little bit, at least so I can get to my topic, right? So I don't know what we're calling in so soon for, but I do appreciate the phone calls. On November 20th, 1944, and by the way, we're talking about, are we as asleep as the Germans in the 30s? Now, on November 20th, 1944, the Nuremberg trials began, okay, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. And by this time, several countries were destroyed. I want you to think about this, because 80 million people tolerated the dictatorship, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, whatever you want to call it, friends, of the life and the criminal behavior and characteristics and acts of a criminal named Adolf Hitler. Several countries were destroyed. 50 million people, 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives because they didn't deal with Adolf Hitler. That's including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. Now, keep in mind, too, friends, all those that were in the Nazi concentration camps, a good portion of them, they didn't want to get involved in politics. And I'm here to remind you that you all live politics, 1825, that of Exodus, okay? You better get involved in politics because everybody lives politics. Now, going back to this, friends, the world watched in horror as in the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured. So in other words, friends, a guy like me warns you for 17 years. Now it's at your front door because you failed to listen for 17 years. Now what I'm here to tell you, friends, is now that it's at your door, Amos 6:3, there is a book of lamentation. So what is my message? Is it one of gloom and doom and hopelessness? Absolutely not. My message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because you still have the freedom today to do the right thing. You're still here today to do the right thing. It's time for America to repent. I don't hear the Lord asking anybody to repent. I hear the Lord commanding the church in America, the people of this country, to repent. For much is given, to whom much is given, much is required, and the requirement is being called up now, friends. Rest assured, mark my words. Mark my words. Furthermore, mark his words, because I'm relaying and parodying his words to you even now. Now, folks, why were they famished, the men, the women, and the children? Why were they mercilessly shot? Why were they starved? Why were they tortured? Why were they thrown carelessly into mass graves? Because they didn't fall in the line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. What's happening in America today? Same exact thing. Either you follow the dictates of our unconstitutional edicts, or else. Or else what? America? The response is your it's your obligation to respond to what you know is the next stage in the book of history. Okay? There's a book of Lamentations. The Lord's telling the people to repent and get busy in preserving their country by keeping his commandments, Deuteronomy 8:11. And if that doesn't fit you well, you're going to live out the time of the book of Lamentations. Again, we're not going to get around it. Nobody can deny history. And nobody can deny that history repeats itself when we don't pay attention to it. So here we are. You know what was interesting? The first thing that President Truman said at the proceedings of opening up court was this. He said, the laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. I also want you to remember that the German soldiers were led by Adolf Hitler, who called himself a Christian. And I'll tell you what, they took him for a Christian because they didn't judge him by his fruit. Matthew 7:16, just like America. I want you to think about that. Remember their belts, God with us, their buckles, they had on all the soldiers, right? And they thought they were doing the right thing, following the devil straight into hell. How'd that work out for them? Yesterday, I told you that the Germans are embarrassed for what they allowed Adolf Hitler to do, and yet history is repeating itself today in Germany as well. Did you know that Janet Merkel, she was the woman of the year in America? Did you know that Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938? Oh, by the way, Stalin was the Man of the Year on Time Magazine's Man of the Year. The list goes on of terrorists and war criminals. Oh, these are the people that want you to believe that they're calling the shots, and yet if they were calling the shots, they wouldn't have to lie to you all the time, and the only way that they can stay propped up in a position is if you take them for their lies, period. If you take them for their lies. See, the fact of the matter is, friends, if we're really the righteous, if we're really here on this earth to keep the commandments of the Lord, them that mean to destroy true lies will be destroyed by the truth if you're willing to stand up and play the man in dealing with those that mean to destroy through their lies. Them that mean to destroy true lies, friends, history teaches us that they will be destroyed by the truth. If Americans are not taking it strictly, if Americans are not going to take heed to the chastisements of God, they're going to take heed to him in his judgment. It's just that simple. Now, let me go back to this again. Just imagine if the Nuremberg trials, per se, would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act of Hitler's wicked regime. In other words, the first time he broke or transgress one of the very laws that he swore to uphold, and the people in Germany held him accountable. Take this over to America, because we still have time to do the right thing. Can you imagine that after his first unconstitutional act, Adolf Hitler, the people held him accountable? That would have prevented all of the destruction worldwide. That would have prevented it all, but they didn't take heed. They were destroyed because they didn't take heat, right? See, Hitler could have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people who still had the freedom to do the right thing, just like you do, America. And instead, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives, just like what we're seeing in America today. Many people today, because Donald Trump, that led them to the very position that they're in today, Donald Trump called out the treasonous acts of Biden over and over and over again, and he failed to prosecute Joe Biden. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid that somehow or another, he is somehow the victim. He's not the victim. He's the commander-in-chief, and he failed to execute the laws, Article 2, Section 3, upon the heads of those that are committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. That's a fact that nobody can deny. And what's the fruit of it? Psalm 12:8. Read it when you get a moment. Hey, friends, do you understand that no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, or Stalin seriously at first? Did you know that many Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat? Did you know that? They were dead wrong, weren't they? History teaches us they were dead wrong. Do you know that now Joe Biden is the president-elect and he's supposed to be sworn in on the 20th of this month? Isn't it interesting how all the Trumpites now, they're just going to go ahead and act like Joe Biden has nothing to do with them? I'm telling you right now, you better do an about-face, friends, because you are about to come under attack like you've never been under attack before. But this time, you better make known, ensure that you understand the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution to lawfully reform this situation. Because I told you over 17 years ago to deal with corrupt politicians, because if you don't do it, you're going to lose your freedom. You're going to be enslaved, and so are your kids. Nobody wanted to listen, so here we are. Did you know that one of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag? We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Do you know that he was found to have been the one responsible for attacking his own Reichstag? Did you also know that he turned and blamed it on his political opposition, just like they did last week in the Capitol? And I brought up the fact that yesterday, everybody in the country knows this, if you're paying attention, all of a sudden, all of these people that were there standing against voter fraud now have become domestic terrors in the face of your government that you're tolerating. It's not American government. So what happened? They staged the whole event. Last week they brought in buses filled with protesters, buses filled with provocateurs. They staged the whole event. They had corrupt cops. They're opening the doors up to take the pictures and create the war. And there's too many of you in this country that still haven't figured it out that that's how you do what you do. It wasn't the bad guys in D.C., friends. It wasn't the bad guys that were in the numbers of millions in Washington, D.C. They were the good guys. The bad guys were the ones staging the event. And instead of the media going after the corrupt ones in Washington, D.C., they decided to go ahead and attack their political opposition, just like Adolf Hitler did. Apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, does it, friends? Nope. We're in it today. Did you know that Adolf Hitler then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years? Do you know that after September 11th, the Patriot Act did just that? Agencies have been set up to what? War against the American Christian, patriot, and or conservative, constitutionalist, pro-lifers. The list goes on. You know who it's not aimed at? It's not aimed at Muslims. It's not aimed at subversives, such as the communists and such as the homosexual agenda. Any organization that has been set up to be subversive to American government is not on that list. No, they have been the ones that have been tolerating to destroy and undermine the U.S. Constitution in hopes of...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, what I've done is I've teed up just portions of this article, friends, and understanding and bringing to you the information I feel that you need to see in parallel to that of the Third Reich back into the 1930s under Adolf Hitler today, because folks, we're seeing strong parallels. Matt highlighted yesterday on the show that people all over the country are beginning to make the parallel between this current and present state of America to exactly is the quote of what took place under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. So, again, Scripture's clear on all of this, friends. We'll check out Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and you'll see the parallels, friends, because it's very particular in understanding that America is under judgment today. There's no question about it. I'm going to go ahead and take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I think the key of the whole thing is the founders were governed by God, and they carried out his rules through self-government. However, you look at the German people and the people that were in the concentration camps, all they did was trade who they obeyed. You know, when we came in there and the Allies came in there, then they started obeying the Allies. They went from obeying a dictator to obeying the Allies. They never did go have self-government. And the only reason we had self-government at one time, but now every election, we just change who we obey. You know, so we went from obeying Donald Trump in the deep state to obeying Joe Biden in the deep state.
It's exactly right. It's because they have Americans have refused to take time to know their history for themselves. They have a lack of gratitude. They haven't taken the time to know, first and foremost, the Word of God. They haven't taken the time to see the founding documents. I mean, when we look at our military, Steve, what's the first thing you do before you go into the military? You put your hand up in the air and you swear to God that you're going to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, they've been taught that when the Republicans are in party, all of a sudden now they're supposed to go ahead and obey the Republicans because now the Republicans are a law unto themselves. You are incorrect. Then people believe in the Democrats' power that they can go ahead and do whatever they want and that they're a law unto themselves. You are incorrect. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, period. And yet people can't make the correlation of that, Steve, between that and one nation under God. I mean, that's why they're confused, Daniel 9-7.
And then when I got out of the military, I didn't all of a sudden, nobody said, I no longer have to keep that oath. My oath was for life. The Constitution should be defended for life. All us veterans in prior service, if we can't defend the Constitution by voting and holding the people accountable and saying, I'm not going to put you in office, I'm going to at least not obey you, I'm not going to send you money, if we won't at least do that, we were nothing but mercenaries for the money we got.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And here we are. So I thank you for your call, Steve, from Minnesota. We got David calling in from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How you doing? I'm a little concerned about all the ships off the coast of California, if it's a Trojan horse and an invasion fleet or what. I don't know if you've seen anything on it, but the huge freighters are just stacked up on the coast.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'd be concerned too. But I can tell you right now, I have friends in the military. I'm in contact with them. I'm in contact with them concerning what's going on in the United States of America. And, at this point right now, I'm more concerned about people waking up to the fact that they're not responding because we have ships on the coast or Biden's going to take office along with another criminal named Kamala Harris. I care more about the fact that they're wrong before God and they better get right. And if I was you, I'd be doing the same thing. Just my thoughts.
Yeah, well, I guess we need to prepare for war because it's coming one way or another.
Oh, it is. You know, but we're talking, brother, I guess on the other side of that, brother, what I'm trying to say that there's an eternity on the other side of this. What's happening right now in this country, David, is the fact that America's sin is finding them out. If we would have dealt with corrupt politicians, and we still have the freedom to do so, if we would have dealt with corrupt politicians, we would have dealt with the corruption of the six corporations that are inundating the people on a global scale concerning the propaganda, all of this wouldn't be in front of us today in the present. But because we refuse to deal with it, now we have to deal with it. This is why God judges nations. It's exactly why he judges nations. Men leave off God. They take on a tyrant. What do? They take on the tyrant. The tyrant takes the place of Christ. Men give themselves over to reprobate man. God begins to curse that nation because they chose man instead of the meek King of glory. And then they have ships on their coast. You know what? The fact of the matter is, if you're going to stand on the side of God, friends, you're going to stand on the side of Scripture, this country, of all countries, who's been given more than any other country in the history of the world, has allowed it to go this far. You want to understand God's mercy? It's not to bestow more mercy upon the wicked that allow these things to continue. No, God's mercy is looking to the innocent by bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked who deserve it. We're going to stand on the side of God. We're going to stand in truth, friends. Let's call it for what it is. Nobody deserves what they get more than this country does. You say, well, that sounds like a traitor. Wait a second. I've been telling you the truth since day one. I'm telling you that, friends, because today 3,000 to 4,000 babies have been slaughtered. They have been dismembered, and they've had their body parts completely sold and and the black market. They have been harvested. Americans know it, and so does their government. Is that a mercy of God to say, Lord, spare us from our enemies? Spare us from those that mean to dismember us. You see how this comes back, friends? You see how that this is a law unto itself, and we're going to pay for it one way or another, and that is just scratching the surface of things that the American people have tolerated. No, if we're going to look at it through the eyes of God, let's be just and stand on the side of God. America is under judgment today because America has refused to keep the commandments of God. And what we have done is we have forsaken our glory in God, Deuteronomy 4:6, for that of the position that we're in right now, because most in this country could care less about God until they need God. They're like the people that are in airplanes that are sitting there partying and up, doing everything that they want to do without any concern or care of the things of God or their brothers or their country. And then all of a sudden the plane gets hit. It starts to go down. What do they start doing? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Please help me. Help me. Help me. Are those people really worth being heard? What happens if all of a sudden they land safely? Guess who they're going to forget, friends? They're going to forget the God that they just cried out to until their little backsides were saved. And guess what the Lord has done to this country over and over and over again? He shows them mercy. He gives them another chance. They turn around and they spit towards heaven. And they take on the tyrant. They get caught up into the old games again. They're being destroyed. Now they got ships on the coast. And I'm here to tell you right now, you better get it right between you and God, friends, because that matters more than saving your carnal man, rest assured. Acts 20, verse 21. We got Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? You've got the last 2 minutes, Jeremy.
Okay, hello, thank you. It seems as though war has been declared and has begun on Christians, Republicans, conservatives, and those that adhere to the constitutional freedoms in the United States of America. We've been called deplorables. We've been called white supremacists. Now we're being called cultists. And I just recently heard that on the news, what sounded like they're pulling some soldiers out of the National Guard in suspicion that they're part of an extremist group, which probably means that they've been labeled as either Christian, Republican, conservative, or supporters of the Constitution of the United States of America. As though persecution has begun.
Yep, that's right. And the fact of the matter is this has been going on for a long time, Jeremy. It's not just started. After September 11th, they were very blatant about it, but the American people have submitted to this through the likes of the ACLU and other organizations, even the homosexual agenda now, and the Muslims are now starting to ride on their heels and start the same thing by calling Americans bigots, Americans haters, so on and so forth. Well, this has been going on, and the American people have submitted to it far too long. And guess who's actually advocating for all of this? Your said representatives that are attempting to create domestic terrorists out of Americans who dare stand up against their crimes. And it's right in front of our face. So the American people now need to choose as to what side they are on. The church is being separated, sheep from the goats, and we are being vetted right now as to who the real deals are and to those that are not. And I can tell you right now, Jeremy, those that are still crying out to Donald Trump for mercy, I'm going to tell you what, is they're going to get the judgment that they deserve because they're calling upon the wrong one. Thank you for the phone call, Jeremy, from Minnesota. Love you by what we do with about June 23. See ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.